Hello, everyone. The subject of our devotion today is living a victorious life. I'd like to read one verse known to most of us, if not all, from Philippians chapter 1, verse 21. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Paul, in his writing to the Philippians church, he tells them that his earnest desire, his hope and expectation, and his one ambition, that with all boldness, Christ shall even now, as always, be exalted in my body, whether by life or by death. It does not matter what he himself desires. If he is called upon to toil or suffer, be in chains or free, Jesus was to be exalted and honored, and this would satisfy him. God gave him his heart's desire. He was released from prison and rented a house and preached the gospel daily. It's in Acts chapter 28, verses 30 and 31. The object on which Paul's eyes were fixed was Christ. All around him were disturbing and distressing circumstances. But his eyes were turned upward to Christ, as if he took inventory of all things around him and made the decision whether it is life or death, he will keep his eyes and emotions on Christ. Today, I want to focus for about 5 minutes on the first part of the verse, for me to live is Christ. The scene around us is getting uglier every day. I think you agree with me that it is quickly changing and going downward. The quality of life is running away from our grasp. The serene and quiet life is no more to be found, and all around us are discouraging bad news. When we thought that the pandemic is going away, another virus is hitting the world again, and God knows what is ahead. We at this junction need to refocus and keep our eyes at the one who redeemed us and is ready to come and take us to be with him forever. Come, Lord Jesus. Let us learn from the apostle who looked above the scene and continued serving his Savior, not affected by the discouragement and or the encouragement. May we again imitate Paul to magnify the Lord's name and regardless of the cost. Frankly speaking, this is the way we can conquer regardless of the outcome. Friends, God will give us the victory. We can say, for me to live is Christ, when we surrender ourselves totally to our Savior, when we live in obedience to Him, when we serve Him with all our hearts, when we are loyal to our responsibility, God will give us victory over these circumstances, and He adds blessings above. It is not subtraction, but addition. It is not giving up, but by receiving. As we see it in nature, in the seasons and the change that happens before our eyes. Spring comes after winter. It's a given. A new life replaces the old. So it is with the believer in Christ. As we commit our lives fully to Christ, in an unconditional surrender, the Holy Spirit surges into every phase of our being and pushes out all that is displeasing to our God, the old habits, desire, lusts, and give way to the warmth of God's love to take over. Christ first, then the blessings next. Jesus said in Matthew 6:33, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." This is the spirit of a true child of God. The absence of self-acknowledgement, that's a key. And this reminds us, or should remind us, of the servants of God who are almost forgotten, but their ministry has flourished by bringing souls to the kingdom. A vivid example is John the Baptist. In the Gospel of John chapter 1, from 19 to 27, and John 3:30, John delivers his last words about his Savior. He must increase, but I must decrease. Friends, for me to live is Christ means also that meanwhile, while we are still here waiting for this mortal to be swallowed by life, we need to carry on our responsibilities. We cannot stop. We should continue laboring to bring fruits to the kingdom of God. Therefore, this is why Christians are in the world. We are saved to live a life that honors Jesus by living like Christ and being fruitful. We are not to be idle. We are Christians to do something. We have a new life with a purpose, and that to serve our Savior. To live for Christ, we need to live a surrendered life. We need to rise above the scene and live a life worthy of our calling. General Booth, the head of the Salvation Army, was asked then about his success. He said, "We have trials and conflicts, and victories too. But I made up my mind that Christ would have all of William Booth there was." Someone said, "The greatness of a man's power is the measure of his surrender." So, friends, let us go forward, not hindered by the conflicts and problems of this life, and continue, as we heard last week, to be imitators of Christ and live Christ who loved us. He died to save us and set us free. Amen. Until next week, keep healthy, stay safe, and may the Lord continue to bless you.